I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Show number 200. Every other Thursday night for almost 8 years now, I've written, recorded, edited, and produced a Treasure Corner show. And for the last year or so, ideas for each new show have been harder to come up with. I've arrived at the point where I feel I've covered just about everything I'm capable of covering in the treasure hunting field. So, with this show, I'm putting the brakes on. I began my metal detecting journalism career back in the 1970s by writing articles for the treasure hunting magazines. When Treasure Quest magazine hired me as an assistant editor, I wrote a column and an article for each issue. But Treasure Quest came out every other month, so I had plenty of time to come up with topics, do the research, and write the columns and the articles. Back in 2008, after I retired from teaching broadcasting and running a college radio station, I decided to do some podcasting because I didn't want to get out of radio cold turkey. To me, podcasts are just radio shows that people can listen to whenever they want. You don't have to tune in, say, Tuesday nights at 7:30 to hear the show. You can click on any show you want, any time you want, and it will play for you, just you, right then and right there. Many people download all the shows at once and then binge listen to them in their cars, and it's great that you can do that. Anyway, after I retired from Parkland College, I started 3 different shows, one each for my favorite pastimes. One was adult slow-pitch softball, one on old-time radio like The Shadow and Jack Benny, and this one on metal detecting. In the softball corner lasted about 4 1/3 years. In the old-time radio corner lasted for 5 years, and in the treasure corner has been going on for nearly 8 years. That's a total of 571 shows I've done in the past 8 years. I quit the softball show because after 113 episodes, I pretty much ran out of material. I quit the old-time radio show when I used up over 250 different shows. Not episodes, but different shows, just one episode of each. And I pretty much ran out of those. And now I'm ending the treasure shows because I'm at the point where I feel I have to repeat old themes because I've run out of new ones. Have you ever picked up a treasure magazine from 20, 30, 40 years ago? If so, you've probably noticed that the articles in those old magazines are pretty much the same as the articles in the current treasure magazines. How to research, how to ask permission, how to use a pinpointer. Different words, but the same thoughts over and over. And with magazines, that's all right, because most readers don't have those magazines from years ago, and they don't realize that what they're reading is a rehash. But with my podcasts, all 200 of them are right there for you, so if I repeat one, you eagle-eyed or eagle-eared listeners can click back on the previous show and catch me in a repeat. You've probably noticed that in the past year or two, more and more of my shows are about coin history rather than coin shooting. Not because I don't want to talk about metal detecting, but because I can't think of anything to say that I haven't already said. So I've decided to put an end to my regular every other Thursday treasure show. Now, I'll leave these shows up for as long as they continue to generate orders for my treasure hunting manual, and I hope that's quite a while. And when anything comes up that I feel deserves a show, I'll post more shows. I just won't be doing them on a regular every other week basis. So for the last regularly scheduled time, let me say, thanks for listening for all these years, and buy my book at treasuremanual.com. And if you'd like to be notified when I do post a new show, just drop me an email that says In the Treasure Corner. Send it to Dan Hughes Mail, that's M-A-I-L, mail, danhughesmail@gmail.com. And for the last regularly scheduled time, let me close with In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.